This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respective brothers and sisters, there is people from amongst us who ran away with the reward while this pandemic was going on. When the masajid closed down, there is individuals, there is people from amongst us who inshallah received an immense reward. Who are these people? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ صَحِيحًا مُقِيمًا. When the abd, when the Muslim, the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, he becomes sick, or he travels out, then for him is the same reward of that which he used to do when he was healthy and when he was residing. What is the common feature to our situation? That which we are currently living. The masajid were closed down. When an individual becomes sick or he travels, my brothers and my sisters, he doesn't have the ability of what he was able to do before. And the same applies when the masajid were closed down. We weren't able to do that which we were doing previously. So these types of individuals who used to have a relationship with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their reward continued. The ujur, the greatness in that which they used to do, insha'Allah ta'ala, continued to be noted down in their records of good deeds. With all of these articles, my brothers and my sisters, on the different news outlets, who constantly keep telling us that there might be another pandemic. The masajid might close down again. We might find ourselves in lockdown once again. My brothers and my sisters, this opportunity, this ni'mah that we have, wallahi, could be the reason why we either get prevented from entering into Al-Jannah or we are given the permission to go inside. This great reward, this great blessing that has been open up to us once again. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith as narrated by Imam Muslim, Salatul Rajuli fil Jama'ah tudha'afu ala salatihi fi baytihi wa fi suqihi bi 25 di'fa. The prayer that a person prays in congregation, it is multiplied by 25 times than when he prays in his house and when he prays in the souq, in the markets. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَوَضَّعَ فأحسن الوضوء ثم يخرج إلى المسجد لا يخرجه إلا الصلاة. And that is if he makes wudu in his home, he perfects it, does his wudu properly, and then he leaves to the salah. And the only thing that has caused him to leave his home was none other than the salah. لم يخطو خطوة إلا رفعت له بها درجة وحط عنه بها خطيئة. There's not a step that one takes except that Allah Azza wa Jal is raising him in rank, and a sin is removed from him for every step that he takes all the way up to the masjid. فَإِذَا صَلَّى لَمْ تَزِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ فِي مُصَلَّاهِ. And if he prays, the malaika, they keep making dua for that individual as long as he remains in his place of prayer. اللهم صل عليه اللهم ارحمه. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise you in rank, to forgive you from all the sins that you have. They ask Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, have mercy upon this abd, upon this soul. وَلَا تَزَالُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ فِي مُصَلَّهِ. And they will keep doing that as long as you remain in that place. My brothers and my sisters, let us contemplate on that blind man who came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That blind man, my brothers and my sisters, that came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Abi Huraira, أَتَى النَّبِيَّ رَجُلٌ أَعْمَى فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ لِي قَائِدٌ يَقُودُنِي إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. This man says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I do not have anyone who can take me to the masjid. I'm a blind man, look at me. فرخص له. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the permission to pray at home. فلما ولى دعاه. And when he was walking back to his home, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. He said, come. And he asked him the question, هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة? Can you hear the adhan? Can you hear the adhan? He said, نعم. قال فأجب. He told him to answer the call of prayer. This is a blind man, my brothers and my sisters. A blind man who was told to answer the call of prayer. Where do me and you stand? These blessings that we have, that we might not necessarily see much of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away in a heartbeat. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If Allah willed, He would have taken away their hearing and their seeing, their sight. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is capable of all things. You know, my brothers and my sisters, a year and a half or so ago, I saw a video of a crippled, paralyzed child who every single salah crawls to the masjid. And it was going viral all over Twitter. And people were commenting, feeling so sorry for that child. You know, my brothers and my sisters, I tried to count the amount of seconds that it takes him to get up. 11 seconds it takes him to get up from the ground. Crawls to the masjid. When he enters into the masjid, 11 seconds it takes him to stand up from the ground. And then walks towards the early sufuf, the front rows, and then he prays and then he goes home again. This is the kind of effort that some people are making to go to the masjid. Where do me and you stand? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in another hadith, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِحَطَبْ فَيُحْتَطَبَ ثم آمر الصلاة فيؤذن لها ثم آمر رجلا فيؤم الناس ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intention came into his heart that I asked for somebody to collect logs and wood. Then I ask somebody to do the adhan, and then someone leads the people in prayer. ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم. And then after I've appointed an imam to lead the people in congregation, I go to the homes of those who don't attend the masjid, and I burn their homes. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It crossed his mind to carry this out. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swears by Allah, and he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one who my soul is in his hand, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ أَحَدُهُمْ أَنَّهُ يَجِدُ عَرْقًا سَمِينًا أَوْ مِرْمَتَيْنِ حَسَنَتَيْنِ لَشَهِدَ الْعِشَاءِ. If one knew, my brothers and my sisters, that in the masajid they would distribute عَرْقًا سَمِينًا. What is this? It is a very tender type of meat, a bone that has tender type of meat on it. All the other, you know, the meats that we don't eat are removed from it. أَوْمِرْ مَاتَيْنِ حَسَنَتَيْنِ, the meat that is between the ribs was to be distributed in the masjid, everybody would go there. Wallahi, we see it in our masajid, how packed the masjid becomes at dhuhr time because there is a walima in the masjid. And this is, my brothers and my sisters, for what? Some meat in order to fill our stomachs that we're going to defecate out into the toilet, with all these rewards that we get for just coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My brothers and my sisters, some of our sisters who are watching or maybe attending are wondering to themselves, I'm missing out by not being able to attain such great reward. ولكن, who said that this is only limited to a man? Even though it is the man who must attend the masajid, with all of these evidences, clearly shows how much of an obligation it is. Our sisters can take inspiration from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rahim Allahum ra'atan qamat min al-layli fasallat وأيقظت زوجها فإن أبى نضحت في وجهه الماء. May Allah have mercy upon the woman who wakes up in the night in order to pray, and after she's prayed, she wakes up a husband so he can engage in prayer as well, and if he refuses, she takes water and she sprinkles it on his face. Yes, this hadith is speaking about the night prayer. But we know, my brothers and my sisters, encouraging, advising one to go and do that good, he is the musharik, the one that participates in that reward as well. من دعا إلى الهدى كان له أجر مثل من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجوره شيئا. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never does a person direct to good except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward him for it as well, and he won't take anything away from his reward. That takes me to our last point today, my brothers and my sisters. These blessings that were taken away from us, why does this happen? And I want everybody here to just really think about this when walking home. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, ما سلبت النعم إلا بترك تقوى الله والإساءة إلى الناس. Never does Allah Azza wa Jal take a blessing away from an individual except it is because of them leaving of the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. In a nutshell, doing what Allah Azza wa Jal told you to do and to stay away from the things that Allah told you to stay away from. And also harming others, being bad towards them. These are the blessings that are taken away from an individual because of these two things. Think about it for a moment. What is happening around the world today? And what could possibly happen when this new second wave arrives that just about every news outlet is speaking about, which could possibly happen with the way things are going? This hadith that is so profound. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا ظَهَرَتِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ مَا ظَهَرَتِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ. There's never a time when filth becomes so widespread. قَطُّ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا. There's never a time that that happens, so much so that people begin to publicize it. They profess it openly. إلا فشى فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع لم تكن مضت في أسلافهم. Except that a plague will be sent down upon them and all types of diseases. Something that the previous people were never afflicted with. I really, my brothers and my sisters, want us all to ponder upon this point. Has it ever been witnessed the kind of filth today that is being propagated in our communities, that is being so normalized? Our Muslim parents and brothers and sisters are at war with their schools, with what they want to propagate to our young children. You know, my brothers and my sisters, and we're not going to get time for this, I really wanted to read out stats about pornography. So much so that this is becoming a pandemic, worse than the coronavirus. I have all of these stats on my phone of how today, my brothers and my sisters, you know how you have the games industry, the games that our young children they play, it's around something like $1.4 billion industry has become. And pornography today, by 2025, it is expected to reach $1 billion. It is expected to become a $1 billion industry. And then I was reading the stats related to our young ones. How today, those who have reached the age of 25, something like 90%, they don't see it to be something bad to be discussing and propagating and, you know, openly to talk about it. This is the pandemic that today our kids could find themselves in a war with. Wallahu al-musta'an wa alayhi tuklan wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And that just leaves us, my brothers and my sisters, to just really work on ourselves to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And never does a person make tawbah from a blessing that has been taken away except that Allah Azza wa Jal returns it back to him. As mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And to conclude, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَةِ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ عَنْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. And this is the cure for all of our problems. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's never a time when al-'ina, which is a form of riba, usury, becomes widespread. And you begin to chase the tails of cows. And you become satisfied with the dunya, the lands and the crops that you have. And you leave off the correct form of al-jihad. سلط الله عليكم ذلا. Allah Azza wa Jal will send down upon you humiliation, and He won't remove this humiliation until you come back to your religion. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.